This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We don't do a whole lot of specific sector analysis on this program, you know, transportation stocks or retail for that matter. But this has been an absolutely brutal week for media companies. Time Warner, Disney, Viacom, 21st Century Fox, all of them took a beating in the markets. Billions of dollars in investor value were vaporized as a result. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is here to explain what is going on. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Guy.
All right, so what gives? What happened to media this week?
Well, so it was pretty remarkable. Disney comes out with record profits and warns that maybe in the future ESPN and its other cable networks won't do as well.
Right.
And all of a sudden, everybody freaks out.
But this is not a surprise, right? This whole over-the-top thing and maybe ESPN someday, that's not something that we haven't talked about.
Exactly. I mean, cord cutters have been cutting cords for a long time. We've talked about that a lot on this show. But ESPN is sort of magical in the cable world. It's seemingly untouchable.
Right.
We all have to have our sports, right? And ESPN is part of the reason that we all pay way too much to have a lot of channels we don't watch. So when investors heard that ESPN was vulnerable, I think it made them realize just how vulnerable the rest of cable really was. I called up Professor Robert Thompson, who studies television at Syracuse University, and asked him what he made of the market reaction.
All right.
All of this was probably inevitable. The writing has been on the wall for a long time, but it's happening really quickly. You look at some of those cord-cutting numbers from last year to this year, and this is a trend that's at a gallop, it seems.
And here's the math on this one, right? The fewer people are watching, the less advertisers are going to pay, and thus it's sort of this self-perpetuating, ever-increasing, decreasing concentric circle, right?
Yeah, bad story for cable. We have a lot of data showing this is happening. National television ad spending has lost hundreds of millions of dollars to digital by some estimates. Local TV ad spending is lost too. The television industry really is in the middle of figuring out what its new business model looks like.
You actually spent your week in the middle of the television industry, right? Out at the TCA's, the Television Critics Association meeting?
I was there. I was sitting in a dark ballroom all week watching trailer after trailer and hearing studio exec after studio exec tell me this is the golden age of television. There is so much good television out there. In the middle of this, you know, what's going on with this industry? You know, I asked Professor Thompson about this.
It is fascinating that when the television industry was at its fat peak in the old oligopolistic days of three networks, the kind of shows we got were Talking Horses and Flying Nuns. Now we're in this period where nobody's quite sure where the business model is going to finally land. Yet at the same time, we get these shows that are better than most movies and better than a lot of novels.
And yet they're bringing back the Muppets, for crying out loud. Come on.
You know, I guess when you don't know exactly how you're going to make money, all of these networks, all of these TV makers are trying to make the best television they can to get us there.
Right. And just seeing what sticks on the wall. Marketplace's Adrian Hill covers entertainment for us. Thank you, Adrian.
Thanks, Guy.